first off, what makes Kevontae, why is he the go-to guy? Meaning in a sense of what makes him so consistent? What makes him a good target?
Well, he's a hard worker. He's a competitor. Not that any of the other guys aren't, but, I mean, he's been here longer. He has more experience out of all the guys, so, I mean, he should be one of the leaders since he's been here a while anyway. So,
is the goal now to set up that number two guy, or get a good option, kind of give him some help out there? Is that kind of what you guys talked about?
Yeah, the goal is probably definitely to, I mean, help him. He's not going to be the only one making plays. Somebody else needs to make a play and step up. So,
I guess, looks like you've been put in a position maybe now to try and do that.
I guess a little bit. I mean, everybody is kind of put in a position to make a play. So, I mean, if it's me, then that's obviously going to be a good thing.
How would you evaluate your play here through these 3 weeks?
I think that my play has been okay. Obviously, I have a lot of other stuff to work on. But, I mean, I had to drop last game. And, I mean, I'm going to be working towards not dropping at least one in a game, so...
So are drops then like the main thing that you're working on right now to try and clean up and get out of your game? Or are there other things that you feel that you could get better at that?
I mean, as a receiver, you do want to catch every ball. But, right. I mean, sometimes you drop some. So I'm obviously going to work towards not dropping any. Mm-hmm. So
is that, the coaches will say that losses linger more than the wins. Do the drops almost linger more than the catches?
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. Coach Kennedy definitely, he expects you to catch the ball, and when you do drop it, he's going to get on you. So,
do you feel like you atoned, though? I mean, with your second catch, that kind of made up for the drop?
Yeah, I mean, right after I dropped that catch, I mean, I like, right after that, I was just like, I need to make up for it. So I find a way to get open and make plays so I can carry the team for a good drive.
Seems like there needs to be that number two receiver to Kevontae who can just keep making plays on a consistent basis. And they've rewarded you by putting him in the starting lineup. But, what makes you think, or what should that people think about you elevating into that position and being that consistent player at the end?
I mean, getting put up at number one, I mean, that's just something that can be taken away from you anytime. So, I mean, what I'm just trying to do is play my role. And, I mean, if I still have that spot at number one, I'm just going to work my butt off to do whatever I can to keep it.